After nearly 4 months and $1 million spent in taxpayer money, Governor Christie's in-house investigation into Bridgegate cleared Governor Christie. But how much did we really learn? And will those lessons be learned across the bridge in New York? That's the discussion on This Week in Politics.
Good morning, Nancy, Bridget.
Good morning. Good morning.
Big week in Governor Chris Christie news this week, Nancy.
Oh, what a week. I mean, here we get the million-dollar taxpayer-financed internal investigation that is called an external, thorough, and exhaustive investigation by lawyer Randy Mastro. It leaves out so many of the questions, but one of the key questions is David Sampson, chairman of the Port Authority, close mentor and associate of Chris Christie. What was his role in all of this? And what did the email that said David Sampson is retaliating mean? All of that gets left out. That's on Thursday. And on Friday, Chris Christie holds his first news conference since January 9th. And the first words out of his mouth, David Sampson has resigned.
You know, it's funny because Matt Katz and I were sort of gaming this out, and we were saying that given all the pressure that's been rising up around David Sampson, what would be the moment if he did resign that he would resign? And our guess was that it would happen around this report because there'd be so much news to digest that news would be hard to parse.
And what does Governor Christie say? But he's 74. He wanted to retire last year, but I wouldn't let him. I asked him to stay on. No culpability, no criticism, no wow. He's been involved in a lot of things that have raised a lot of questions, and it's time for him to step down.
And yet, Christie really, really is acting like a man for whom this is over. I mean, that's how he's interpreting this report. That's how he wants everybody to interpret this report. And he really is staying within the four corners of the report, which was a Bridget Kelly, his deputy, former deputy chief of staff, David Wildstein, former Port Authority official. It was their scheme. But listen to what he had to say about it.
Well, I take complete responsibility for Bridget Kelly being in the position she was in. It was my decision. And I take ultimate responsibility for David Wildstein being in the position he was in because I permitted Bill Baroni to hire him. You can bet I'm sensitized even more than I was before to this when you go through an experience like this. And I think that the people who advise me on this stuff are more sensitized to it as well.
I have been to a lot of town hall meetings in New Hampshire and Iowa, and that is the answer that I hear, which is, I went through this experience, I took responsibility, I've become sensitized, so I'm a better leader. I would be a better president of the United States. And in fact, today he's in Las Vegas raising money from big Republican donors.
And who is better at the town hall than Chris Christie?
Right, in New Jersey. But now he has a line for Iowa and New Hampshire, which is a different crowd, and he has really sort of pivoted to that and moved on, even while these investigations are going on. And, you know, what's so interesting about this Bridgegate scandal is it arose from an attitude in Camp Christie that he had to win and win big. That was his strategy. And now we are seeing that play out across the Hudson with Governor Cuomo, for whom every decision, Bridget Bergen, is about winning big in November.
Absolutely. And the implication here for Mayor Bill de Blasio, this is his first season negotiating a budget with his friend Andrew Cuomo in Albany. And what he's learning is you're going to take some hits. We haven't heard any talk of the pre-K tax in a while, even though feeling good about pre-K money. This week, a really interesting thing happened around homeless policy. The mayor's homeless commissioner testified that they were going to go to Albany and ask for a change in a regulation to be able to pilot a rent voucher program for homeless families. And the governor's office was very quick that day to come out and say, sorry, too late. And still the mayor remained optimistic. This is what he said.
It's very intense. There's a lot of moving parts. It's not shocking that some pieces might have gotten misunderstood or miscommunicated. Our job is to fix it and fix it quickly. We think there's a lot of shared ground on this one.
So what's important to understand is then the very next day, the Cuomo administration were quick to come out and remind us how ahead he has been on the homeless issue, that he has in fact been a leader, and that now he was actively working to help resolve this issue. So he sort of backtracked from his original position and wanted to be the leader on this. So the city's going to get what it wants, but they're going to get it on the governor's terms.
So was this another case of the governor just asserting that he's the power guy in this equation?
I think City Hall is learning how they need to work with Governor Cuomo's office, and that to get what they want, they might have to lose a little to ultimately get the thing that they need.
Well, hopefully there won't be any big problems between another governor and a mayor, and we won't be contending in September with traffic problems on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Thank you so much. You can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Nancy Solomon 2, and at Andrea WNYC.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.